Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tastes have changed since Bob's Discount Furniture opened its first store in 1991, but not the way they do business. At Bob's, I know I can get today's styles, like feature-packed bedroom sets with storage and charging, or real marble dining sets, all at 90s-era prices. Plus, with no money-down financing options and fast shipping, you don't have to wait months to get your furniture. So, stop into your local Bob's store this Labor Day weekend and celebrate 35 years of doing things the Bob's way.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yeah, let's. One thing I want to go over too is we heard Ben Johnson say that there are still two big categories where there are jobs to be won. We talked about left tackle, and I'm sure we'll do that on the next podcast too. There's a safety competition going on. We know that Dylan Thienemann is going to be the Bears' strong safety, but Ben Johnson said they have not found their guy as of yet. Whether it's, I assume it's down to Cam Lewis and Xavier Woods. And yeah. Can Elijah Hicks, because Elijah Hicks, I should tell people, they activated from the PUP list. He had been dealing with a shin injury. I don't know if he enters into this competition. I mean, he's been there as a spot starter at times, but it sure feels like Cam Lewis and X Woods.
No question. I think those are your two guys for the week one job. Hicks has missed a lot of time, so there's going to be a long period of time before he's ready to get rolling here. Yeah. They've got to make some decisions. I think that Cam Lewis has shown some things. I think Xavier Woods has got this experience and a little bit of an ability to understand what's being taught by Dennis Allen. And so there's a big moment on Thursday, and then we'll see how much those guys play on Saturday against the Titans as they try to sort this out.
Yep. And I know Cam Lewis was out there with the starters a lot on Tuesday, but we shall see how that situation plays itself out. Of course, all of this because of the Kobe Bryant injury, out 4 to 6 months. Hadn't said his name in a little while. Also, for whatever it's worth, too, Keyshawn Elliott, the rookie linebacker, he has been activated as well. I know that from the start, it never appeared that he was going to be a threat to be playing much linebacker, but probably a guy who could play multiple phases on special teams as well. So good to have that guy out there as well. What else, Dan? What else do we need to know from the day at Hallis Hall on Tuesday?
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning.
Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I have two last things for you. They're both fun.
Yes.
The first one is, remember back in the spring when we started the list, and our list was sort of the penalty box for people in our profession, in the media, that had made errors that got them into trouble. I believe that Mark Carman was a founding member of the list because he dropped a coffee mug from the balcony of the Walter Payton Center and almost killed some people.
He did.
I believe Jay Cohen made the list early because his phone was ringing at the dais when Ben Johnson was talking, and Ben was not too thrilled with that. And then there was a policy called the Jay Cohen rule that was put in that nobody can put phones at the podium anymore. I think Chris Emma violated the last question ordinance. Asked the last question. I think he made the list. Well, we might have a new candidate. I might need to get your verdict on this for the list. The Bears implemented, or they released today, their Nike Rivalries uniform.
Yes.
It was a big deal. I saw it when I was walking from my car to Hallis Hall on Tuesday morning. It looks like a University of Illinois uniform. We got orange pants. We got a navy jersey. We got orange numbers, orange helmet. It made me feel like I was in college again. But here's the candidate for the list. I'll let you listen to it with your own ears late in the press conference with Ben Johnson. Before we play it, do you have any guesses on who might have asked the head coach
about
the uniform?
It's got to be Finley. It's got to be Finley. It's got to be.
Let's see.
Super important football question. What do you think of the uniforms?
What uniforms? I haven't even seen them. Yeah.
Orange pants?
I haven't even seen them. Yeah.
Classic all around. Pat, the one asking the question, because he's the uniform guy in the media room. I'm kind of a uniform enthusiast myself, so I appreciate that about Pat. But of course, Ben didn't know. Was there a Hallmark special question after that?
There was not. Would you, Mark Grody, put Pat Finley on the list for the lack of situational awareness of trying to need a forced quote for his Sun-Times notebook or whatever it is from a guy who certainly wasn't going to give him anything compelling?
I'm a little torn on this one. Like I said, I don't know if I would have asked the question, but I'm not going to do it because I admit I enjoy the uniform banter. I like the different manifestations. And I'll say this about that. You're right. I thought when I saw the uniform, it looked Illinois. I'm okay with it, actually, because I thought I was going to hate it. I do not like the orange uniforms, like when they wear the all orange jersey. This one had a decent amount of it, but just enough navy in it to keep me pleased. So for now, I'm going to keep Finley off the list. You obviously have him on the list.
That was a wrist slap by you. Here was my question to you. Knowing Ben Johnson the way you know him, what is the best possible answer that you are hoping for when you throw that up there to the public? Oh man, orange pants are my favorite thing in the world. I used to have an orange pair of pants that I wore to, you know, senior prom. The orange pants. So I was giving Pat crap on the way out of the press conference, you know, because the I'm sure that he needed to quote Ben in the story. And
sure,
orange pants, said Johnson.
No, he answered it exactly the way I thought he would.
Yeah, no idea what you're talking about. Uniforms,
exactly,
whatever.
Exactly. Right. He is on a need to know basis, is Ben Johnson, when it comes to things like that. That's great. That's fantastic. Was there another thing that you had too?
There is, and it's about another Johnson. And this one, I think will grab your attention a little bit. There was a point in practice on Tuesday afternoon. They were down near the red zone, starting a team period. The whole offense and defense came together for like a short 45-second conversation there. And after practice, we said, you know, hey, it looked like Ben called the whole team there together to deliver some sort of message. And Cole Kmet corrected us and said, no, that was Jalen Johnson. And Jalen Johnson brought the whole team together, essentially conveying through his eyes, this practice hasn't been good enough so far. So can we all collectively agree to pick it up here and finish a little stronger than we've started this thing? This has not been to our standards. And so I thought that was a cool little little anecdote from Jalen taking some ownership of it. And Cam Lewis even later in the day said, look, like, you know, you don't have to have a C on your chest to speak up when you see something that you don't like. And so this belief, Cam Lewis from a winning culture in Buffalo, that there's an opportunity for a team like this to be player led, and it doesn't always require the coaches to breathe down your neck and tell you to pick it up. If somebody can take that ownership and lend their voice to it, I thought that was a cool moment for Jalen, who's obviously got that competitive fire, and just for him to assert himself there, I thought was neat.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.